Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on the low-end pressure approach to a DJ intro flip in drum and bass. Now, this is a big one, because in DNB the intro is not just a warm-up. It is a tool. It has a job. It has to give DJs clean mixing space, build tension, and still feel heavy enough to matter on a club system. The whole point of this approach is to keep the intro physically powerful without letting it turn muddy, wide, or overdone. So think of this as mastering aware arrangement. We are not just making the intro sound cool, we are making it function like a proper DJ opening and still preserve the drop's impact. Let's start with the concept. A DJ intro flip means you take a track that already works, maybe a full arrangement or a tune with a strong drop, and you reshape the opening section so it becomes more DJ friendly. That usually means cleaner drums at the start, restrained low end, clear phrasing, and a deliberate ramp into the first drop. In drum and bass, that first 16 or 32 bars is often where the DJ makes the blend. If you overcrowd that space too early, the transition falls apart before the track even gets to flex. The low-end pressure approach is different from just putting bass in early. We are not flooding the intro with sub. We are suggesting weight. We are using filtered bass ghosts, short sub pulses, drum tension, and automation to make the listener feel the low end before it fully arrives. So open Ableton Live 12 and identify the section you want to flip. Ask yourself one question first. What does this intro need to do for the DJ? Not for the headphone listener, not for the drop addict, but for the person mixing in real time. Usually, the first 8 bars should be stable enough for beat matching. Then bars 9 through 16 can start revealing identity. After that, you can bring in stronger motion, fills, and a pre-drop lock-in. If your tune is darker or more neuro-influenced, keep the intro less melodic and more rhythmic. If it leans jungle or break heavy, you can let the percussion breathe earlier, but still keep the sub disciplined. And here's the mastering mindset. The intro can be a little smaller than the drop, not weak, just slightly contained. Perceived loudness might sit around 1.5 to 3 dB below the drop. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like it really opens up. Now let's build the foundation. Start with the drums first. No bass yet. Use drum rack, simpler, or audio clips for chopped breaks. If you're working with a break edit, put it on an audio track and clean it up with EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove unusable rumble. Then use glue compressor for a tiny bit of cohesion, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Add saturator for a touch of density, and if needed, a little drum bus for snap and drive. The goal here is not to make the drums massive. It is to make them stable, punchy, and mixable. You want the intro to have momentum without needing full sub to carry it. A strong DNB intro drum pattern often says more than it shows. Kick on the 1-bar snare hits, ghosted break slices, a few hats or rides hinting at motion. That's enough to give the DJ something to lock onto, while the arrangement still has room to breathe. Now for the low-end pressure bed. Instead of bringing in full sub from the first bar, create a restrained bass layer. This can be a sign from operator, a dark reese texture, or even a resampled bass tail from the drop. Keep it simple and controlled. If you use operator, a pure sign works great for the sub foundation. If you want more character, wave-eatable or a darker analog-style patch can give you texture, but keep it clean in the low end. Use auto-filter to shape the movement, utility to force mono and saturator to add harmonics without widening the sub. At the beginning, keep the sub almost hidden. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are drums and atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce one or two low notes, but heavily filtered. Around bars 9 to 16, the bass can start answering the drums with short hits or a longer tail. Then, in the later intro, you can open the phrasing a bit more while still holding back the full drop tone. A useful trick in DNB is to keep the sub note lengths short at first. Short bass events often sound louder than long ones because they preserve headroom and transient clarity. That's a huge part of the low-end pressure idea. We are creating impact through control. Now let's make the intro actually flip. A good DJ intro flip is not bass that simply starts earlier. It is bass that responds to the drums. So build call and response phrasing. Let the bass land after a kick, or answer a snare, or leave a pocket of silence between phrases. That space is what makes the section breathe. In MIDI, keep the bass line simple, one note after the kick tail, another after the snare. Then leave a gap. For rollers, you can use root and fifth movement with notes that last a quarter bar or less. For darker neuro material, keep the cells shorter and more rhythmic. If you want tighter control, resample the bass to audio and chop it. That often sounds more finished than perfect MIDI. You can also automate the filter cutoff per phrase. For example, keep one section around 120 Hz, then open another section to 180 or 240 Hz, and briefly open the final intro bar higher before the drop. That gives the impression that the bass is waking up without fully releasing all its energy too soon. Now add motion in the drums. Use ghost notes, break edits, reverse textures, and small fills to keep the intro alive. Simpler is great for slicing up breaks and triggering ghost hits. Beat repeat can work lightly on select percussion for a bit of agitation. Auto pan on hats or noise layers can add subtle motion. Frequency shifter on an atmosphere layer can create some eerie tension without cluttering the mix. Think in 4-bar blocks. Early on, keep it sparse. Then add more variations. Then bring in a snare pickup or break fill near the end, and right before the drop, pull something away. A short silence or a filter dropout can be more powerful than another layer. This is where your drum bus matters. Route the drum layers into a group and shape them together with EQ8, glue compressor, and maybe a small amount of drum bus. If the intro starts feeling boxy, carve a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. That range is where low-mid buildup likes to hide, especially when drums, bass, and ambience are all happening at once. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the intro becomes mastering aware. Instead of just adding more sound, automate the perception of size. Open filters over time. Increase reverb early, then taper it back before the drop. Nudge utility gain up a little if needed. Add a touch more saturation as the intro develops, then pull it back to keep punch intact. A varied effective range for bass filter movement is something like 100 Hz opening toward 500 Hz over 16 bars. Reverb can sit around 5-12% early on, then thin out before the transition. Utility gain might rise only half a dB to 1.5 dB across the intro if the arrangement needs it. Keep the movements musical. Automation should feel like phrasing, not like a technical adjustment. And here's the key idea. We want the intro to feel bigger, not simply louder. That is a major difference. More loudness can blur the mix. More tension, more harmonic movement, more rhythmic density, and more controlled opening of the low end can make it feel larger while staying clean. Now check your mono. This step is mandatory. Put utility on your bass or master and collapse the low end to mono. If the bass suddenly disappears or gets thin, you have a problem. Sub below around 120 Hz should stay centered. Any width should live above the fundamental. Keep stereo effects away from the true sub. If you have a res, let the width live in the upper harmonics, not the low part. If atmosphere is wide, high pass it so it doesn't interfere with the sub lane. In club systems, mono low end is what makes the pressure hit physically. If the intro only works in stereo, it is not ready. Now treat the intro bus like a pre-master. Use Spectrum if you want to see how the energy is building. Use EQ8 to tame harshness around 3-6 kHz if hats or res harmonics get sharp. Keep glue compression light. Use limiter only as a safety check, not as a loudness crutch. Then compare the intro to the drop. The intro should have less sub density. It can have a little more space in the low mids. The drop should feel more anchored and more compressed in the best way. If the intro feels too loud, don't just turn it down. Often the better move is to remove low mid clutter, shorten reverb tails, or narrow the bass movement so the pressure is felt rather than smeared. Now for the final transition. The last one or two bars before the drop are where the DJ intro flip really earns its name. This is your DJ tool moment. A drum fill, a reversed cymbal, a short riser, a half bar bass cut, or a final snare flam can all work. The goal is contrast. If the intro never releases energy, the drop has no payoff. If it gets too busy, DJs lose blendability. A classic structure might go like this. Bars 1 to 8 are drums and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 add bass hints and more percussion. Bars 17 to 24 increase groove and ghost notes. Bars 25 to 32 lift the tension, drop the bass for a moment, and land into the drop with space and confidence. That is the whole strategy in a nutshell. Controlled weight, smart phrasing, and enough restraint that the drop still wins. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't put full sub in too early. Don't widen the low end. Don't let drums, bass, and reverb pile up in the 200 to 400 Hz zone. Don't make the intro louder instead of more intense. And don't ignore phrasing. If the intro is not built in 16 or 32 bar units, it will be harder for DJs to mix cleanly. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced coach style ideas. Think in layers of permission. Every new element should earn its place by adding mixability, tension, or low-end implication. If it does none of those, maybe it belongs later. Use your low end as a narrative arc. It does not need more notes. It needs a clearer story about when bass is withheld, when it is suggested, and when it is finally allowed. Keep an eye on the kick and bass relationship. If the kick has a long tail, shorten the bass hints so the energy does not smear together. If the kick is tight and dry, the bass can carry more body and reference at different monitoring levels. Quiet playback reveals whether the groove still works. Loud playback reveals whether the low-end pressure is truly controlled or just masked by volume. Here's a fast practice move. Take an existing 8-bar drop or bass loop. Copy it into a new intro section. Strip the full sub out of the first 4 bars. Build a drum-only opening. Add a mono sub hint with operator or a filtered bass layer. Automate auto filter across 16 bars. Add one fill and one dropout before the transition. Then check mono and compare intro versus drop. If the drop still feels bigger, you're on the right path.